Well, if the polling data is to be believed, more bad news for President Trump. Latest polling shows Americans are disapproving of his response to the coronavirus. Joining us right now to take a look at the poll numbers, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Yeah, we have a poll out just this morning. We asked people, do you approve, disapprove of the president's handling coronavirus? 2-1, they disapprove. And that includes 1 out of 5 Republicans, which is really striking, Paul, because up till now, President Trump's loyalty in the Republican base has been very strong. And this is not a major crack, but it's an interesting crack.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And the other thing that is striking here, Paul, is how the president keeps trying to change the subject away from the coronavirus, which tells you that he's reading the same polls, right?
Right.
And that's why he wants to talk about almost anything else. Last week, just as one example, he put out a list of the judges, the potential judges he would name to the Supreme Court if he were reelected. Perfect example of him trying to get voters to focus on an issue where he's far more popular with his base than this one.
Well, and a lot of these respondents that say that they disapprove of the president's handling of the coronavirus don't necessarily mean they're not going to vote for him, though. I mean, they may disapprove of his handling and yet still cast their vote for Trump, correct?
Oh, absolutely, because every voter calculates dozens of variables, Paul, and this is part of what President Trump is trying to do by changing the subject. He wants to change the subject, for instance, to remember when 6 months ago how good the economy was. It's also why he's attacking Joe Biden so relentlessly as Sleepy Joe, because he wants people to focus not just on his record, but on Biden's record and Biden's personality. So you're absolutely right about that. But the reason why the virus, and you and I talked about this before probably, the reason why the virus is a very troublesome issue for the president is this touches every single American family every single day. This is not some abstraction like policies toward NATO or even something like climate change. This is an issue where every single family, their lives are seriously impacted. Their kids can't go to school. Their uncle lost a job. Their neighbor got sick, right? This impacts every family in Port Huron. And we always look, as political analysts and scientists, we always look at issues that affect people day to day across their kitchen tables. That's always why the economy is such a powerful issue. And the coronavirus has a lot of those same characteristics, Paul.
How much of an impact do you think that Bob Woodward's reporting has on people's opinion of the president's handling of the coronavirus?
Minimal, but I think it reinforces, it has the potential, let's put it this way, to reinforce some of these doubts, to solidify and crystallize these doubts. You know, that we know that about 37-40% of Americans are going to vote for Donald Trump no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But he needs, he got 46% of the vote last time. He needs to increase his base by about 5-6% at a minimum to be able to win. And you have a lot of voters out there who voted for him last time, and a state like Michigan was a very good example. People who voted for him because they didn't like Hillary Clinton, because they were kind of intrigued by his celebrity personality. In some cases, they didn't think he would win anyway. But they always had doubts about his judgment. They always had doubts about his character. We know that from the exit polls. 60% of Americans thought he didn't have the temperament to be president, but 1 out of 5 of those voters voted for him anyway.
Yeah.
That's the group where, it's a fairly small group, but that's a group where the Woodward vote could help solidify these gathering doubts that people have about the president's judgment. It's not so much the particular issue. It's a larger question, in my view, about can I trust this guy, not just to handle the coronavirus, but the problems that the country's going to face over the next 4 years. Is he going to keep my family safe? Is he going to do things that are going to protect my kids or not? And those are the voters who are going to determine this election in Michigan and all the other key Midwestern states. They're largely women, many of them mothers. And that's where a story like the Woodward book, where Trump says, I deliberately downplayed the virus, that just is one more piece of evidence that can help convince those voters to say, I just don't want four more years of this guy. And that's the danger.
It is going to be a very interesting couple of months here leading up to Election Day. Always appreciate your analysis, Steve. Thanks so much.
Okay, Paul, sure.
Take care.